The Banana Story. The priest's last banana effect is one of those old tricks from children's magic books that few magicians use on stage. Brian South of Teach My Magic asked me to write a story that employed a simple trick and a memorable story that would inspire teachers. This is the story I wrote. I use it to close many of my shows. The story. Grandpa took a thread and gently tied it around my finger. He said, "Let this string be a reminder for you to get me a ripe bunch of bananas when Grandma takes you to the market tomorrow." I heard what he said, but when tomorrow came, the string was gone, along with any memory of our talk. Grandpa was a little disappointed that his string trick didn't improve my memory. The next week, before the market run, Grandpa handed me a banana and said, "Do you know why I like bananas so much?" I said, "No, sir." He said, "Because ever so often you'll find a magic banana." I said, "A magic banana?" He said, "Yeah. Ever so often you'll find a banana that has been sliced inside the peel. If it's sliced one time, we'll have a good day. If it's sliced two times, we'll have a good week. But if it's sliced more than two times, we'll have a good year." He went on to say, "I'm feeling like this might be a magic banana. Why don't you peel it?" As I started to peel the banana, he said, "Nope, don't peel it from that end. That's the way humans do it. Peel it from the other end. That's the way the monkeys do it." As I peeled the banana, I saw one slice, then two, then three. The banana was sliced inside the peel into several pieces. It was the best year Grandpa and I ever had. As we ate the banana, he said, "Would you remind Grandpa to get me some bananas?" I did. I share that with you because I believe magic creates memories. We made some memories here today. We smiled and we laughed. And I believe the next time you see a banana, you'll smile. After all, it already has the shape of a smile. Thank you for listening to this CD. However, please don't stop here. There is a great deal of additional content on the PDF book on this disc. Be sure to scroll down to the last pages and read Wow Stories from contributors to my Facebook group. If these stories don't bring a tear to your eye, then nothing will. My name is Barry Mitchell. Thank you.